Are you ready?
Are you?
Are you ready? And let me recount a quick story. I remember the first time I walked into a polling booth at a general election. Here at last was my opportunity to have my say on the issues that mattered to me, but also my chance to exact revenge upon the people in power who had annoyed me so much for the previous few years. So were my motivations entirely pure? Well, probably not. So I want to know, how will our newest voters navigate the potentially complex task of making a choice at the next election, whenever that is? I'm asking three senior secondary school students, are you ready to vote in a general election? And here they are.
Hello, my name is Rafi. I'm in year 11 at Elwood College.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm in year 12 at Broadford Secondary.
Hi, my name is Alyssa and I'm in year 11 at Bendigo Senior Secondary College.
Yes, Alyssa, thank you. You're joining us from our Bendigo studio in regional Victoria. You'll be voting in the next election, or at least the one after that. What's going to be more important in making your decision, policies or personalities? I'll put it to Caitlin first. Policies or personalities, what's more important?
I think it's a balance between the two. Mm-hmm. I'm a very logically driven person, so I like to toss up between like how motivated they'll be to actually enact on those policies.
Okay. What about you, Alyssa? Policies or personalities more important to you?
I agree with Caitlin. I think it's a balance. I think because politicians are going to be role models for the people of our country, it's important that they do have a really good personality. And it's also important that they do have enough motivation so that they are doing their job properly. So I think it's a balance.
Mm. What about you, Rafi? Policies or personalities? What's most important to you in making a decision at the ballot box?
Yeah, I think both are equally important. I think maybe I could say that policy is a bit more important. If I believe in what the politician believes in as well, I'm more likely to vote for them rather than if they're a happy person.
Mm. Or if they're appealing on TV?
Yeah, look, if they're a terrible person but they've got great policies then as well, yeah, it's a balance.
Yeah? Can I put that to you as well, Caitlin?
Charisma is a personality trait that isn't always desirable, but it makes somebody seem more appealing when in the media. Honesty is also another personality trait that is kind of necessary when you're talking about politicians.
Okay, so all of the major parties are going to be trying to target young voters in a general election campaign, right? So I wonder to what extent a pitch for that youth vote might affect your voting intention. What about you, Caitlin? Can you take that?
I generally like to look at things from a wider perspective than just myself, although I do find it kind of appealing to look at things as a young person and see how it'll affect me. I also do like to acknowledge the fact that it'll still affect the senior citizens, how it'll still affect people that are still to come that still haven't like occurred yet. But their way of appealing to the youth just isn't the only thing that I like to look into.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Alyssa? Would a pitch to the youth vote affect your voting intention, do you think?
I think it would, in the sense that if a politician did pitch to youth, then I think I would feel a bit more included and I feel like the politician would consider my views. Whereas if that politician didn't even acknowledge the fact that youth are voting or didn't develop a youth pitch, I think I would feel that they didn't value youth as much as they should.
In these Are You Ready panels, I'm asking an expert for advice each time. So let's see what you think after you hear this.
Hi, I'm Skye. I'm from YVote, which is an organisation that's about empowering young people to make their voices heard in democracy. I think often going into elections, it can be a really overwhelming process for anyone to figure out who to vote for. And I think if you're feeling this way, one way to approach it is to start by identifying one issue you really care about. So that might be housing or mental health or climate change, and figuring out where the parties stand on that issue. All of the parties put information about this on their website, but another good place to find information is from the community groups that campaign on those issues, because they have lots of experts in-house and they often put together scorecards about where all the parties stand on that issue. It's always important to keep in mind they have their own agenda too, but it is a really great place just to find some simplified information that's not put out by the parties themselves.
So that's Sky Rigg, who started Why Vote, as in the letter Y. So how does that advice sit with you? What do you think about focusing on just one core issue to help make your choice? I'll throw that to you first, Rafi.
I like the idea of focusing on one core issue to sort of get you started on thinking what are the most important things. But I think definitely thinking about if there's one thing you definitely strongly agree with in a political party, but then there's one thing that you're just like, nah. I don't think that can necessarily justify voting for them, but I think making sure you're open and definitely reading up.
What about you, Caitlin? Do you think it's the right thing to do to focus on one issue to help make your decision, or do you need to be more broad spectrum than that? What do you think?
I definitely think that it could be a starting point, but for me, I think that I struggle to just stick with that one point because I'm a very opinionated person and I have a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts and I need to expand beyond those key stepping points.
Okay. How about you, Alyssa?
It's a very, very good starting point to focus on that one issue that you're passionate about. But a politician's going to be deciding not just what happens in your particular field, but they're going to be deciding what happens in everything. So I think it's very, very important to think broadly because they're going to affect everything. And if you strongly agree with them on one issue, but don't think that their other standings on the other issues aren't as great, it definitely does not justify your voting for them.
Okay, well, I'll change the topic a little bit. And I want to ask you, how much of a role do you think your family's traditions and values would have an impact on your own voting decisions? And we don't need to know which kind of party or whatever that might have come from, but are there family traditions and values that would have an impact on your vote, do you think, Caitlin?
No.
No? You're your own woman in this area, yeah?
I definitely like to stick to my own points of view, and I don't like to let anybody else influence the way that I think about something. And so even if my dad doesn't agree with something that a politician says, I'm not inclined to disagree just because he does. I'm more inclined to do my own research because I know that I'm more likely to stay informed than certain people.
How about you, Alyssa? Family traditions or values, do they play a role in voting intention in your life, do you think?
Yes, definitely, because I respect my family's values. But like Caitlin, I don't think I would base my voting on what my mum is voting for, who my mum is voting for or who my dad is voting for. But the values that my family have brought me up with would decide who I would vote for. So in that sense, it does affect it, but in favourable parties, it doesn't.
Right. So it would help you in the decision-making process, but it doesn't necessarily have to be rock solid on this party or that party. Is that right, Alyssa?
Yes, definitely.
Mm. Okay, so let me get you thinking about something else. Let's say there's one party or a candidate you prefer, but there's a sticking point. One policy doesn't quite work for you. Here's Sky again.
And another key thing I think going into election is to remember not to expect one candidate or one party to represent all of your views. The point of democracy is that it's the voices of many, and whether it's a good system or not, our system is a party system, which means that lots of people's views are being represented. So my advice is to try and choose or find a candidate or a party that aligns with a lot of your views or a lot of your values, and then hopefully you can find other avenues to influence the policies that you don't agree with. And this can be everything from joining a party to influence from within, or you can join a community group or a campaign and an organisation that's working on that issue so that you can gradually influence policy changes from the outside.
So thank you, Sky Rigg from Why Vote. And let me put it to the panel. In order to bring about the policy change you believe in, how happy would you be to just leave your vote in the ballot box, or would you actually consider getting involved in a party or a community organisation? Caitlin?
In my older years, I think I might consider joining a party or something like that, mm-hmm. just because I like to take a part in the action. I don't like to just sit passively by and let my views be unheard.
Mm. How about you, Alyssa? Would you actually get hands-on involved in a party or a community organisation that's lobbying for change?
Yeah, I think I would definitely consider it. I mean, I maybe want to become a politician when I grow older, so I think I would definitely consider joining a party if I felt very, very strongly about something. But also, I would join community groups. So, for example, I'm an executive member on the VicSRC. So
that's the Victorian Student Representative Council that's helped to convene our panels.
Yeah. So because I'm involved with that, I can help to lobby for the issues that I'm passionate about. So I think I would do both.
Mm. So we're going to move to wrap this. And I want to ask what role your schooling to date has played in preparing you, if it has prepared you, to help you decide on how you might cast your vote. Kaylin?
My schooling has taught me how to teach myself. So I know how to research topics. I know how to teach myself what I need to learn. And so really it has taught me how to research politicians and their policies and their views and who they are as a person to kind of guide me in where I need to vote and where I should vote.
How about you, Alyssa? Has your schooling to date played any role in how you might form a decision to vote?
In my case, I think my schooling has played a very minimal role. What I mean by schooling is the education system. So we don't actually cover a lot of politics. But because I'm involved with my Student Representative Council, that has taught me to be proactive. That has taught me to keep up date with news. So thinking of schooling as the system itself, it's played a very minimal role. But if you talk about school community, that's played a big role in my case.
Okay. How about you, Rafi? Any view on that?
I agree with Alyssa. I think if I go into a ballot box now, I'm not about to know what I'm going to do. You know, what do I do with that bit of paper and the other bit of paper? And is that a pen? I don't know.
and some of the ballot papers are very large, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think, yeah, definitely my Student Representative Council has allowed me to explore further what I believe in.
Yeah. So, hey, do you think that the three of you are like above average in engagement in politics and policy and social policy and how society might change because you're a part of this? I think that you might be above average in engagement. Would that be right, Caitlin?
Yeah. I know a lot of people who like to stick their head in the sand when it comes to politics, but I don't like to do that. I like to voice everything because I don't know when to shut up.
Okay, well, look, don't shut up just yet because I want to put this quick fire question to you. So I'm going to ask you, are you ready to vote in a general election, Caitlin?
I think so, yeah.
What about you, Rafi?
I don't think so.
Alyssa?
I don't think so. just because I don't think I'm prepared enough and there isn't a lot of coverage or there isn't a lot of focus in it about politics in Bendigo.
Two out of three of you. Wow, not ready to vote yet. Look, that's really interesting. I want to thank you all. Thanks so much for joining this panel. Alyssa, Rafi, Caitlin.
Thanks.
Thank you.